This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. As Republicans in Congress and many states are looking for ways to roll back President Barack Obama's signature health care law, Vermont is moving in a different direction. Lawmakers there have concerns about the federal law as well, but not because they oppose reform. Their concern is that the so-called Obamacare doesn't go far enough.
So Vermont is moving full steam ahead with the plan to become the first state in the nation to adopt a European-style single-payer health care plan. Governor Peter Shumlin, a Democrat, campaigned on the issue. A majority of state lawmakers support his plan, and this week a key health care committee will vote on a bill that will start moving the state toward that goal.
And today, Radio Boston is pleased to welcome Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin. We are expecting him in a minute or two. We understand there's just some technical concerns getting him hooked up from the studios of Vermont Public Radio, but he is there, so we'll be welcoming him shortly. In the meantime, listeners, what do you think? We're going to talk to Governor Shumlin about his vision for a single-payer health plan. Is this a workable model for health care reform in Massachusetts or in other states, or is this an overly ambitious reach by local government? That's going to be today's talker. So if you have questions about health care reform for Governor Shumlin, give us a call and join the conversation. We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. In the meantime, while we're waiting for the governor to hook up from Vermont, let's take a call. We'll go to Andrea, who's calling from West Roxbury. Hi, Andrea.
Hi there. I'm thinking that this could be the way forward, where federal government is very paralyzed about moving forward in meaningful ways on national health care. Maybe the governors will come up with a solution and go state by state till we get universal health care, and it couldn't happen a moment too soon.
Sure, and tell me why. What do you like about the idea?
Well, following on yesterday's conversation on the radio about how incredibly efficient it is for Medicare to manage millions of subscribers compared to the inefficiencies built into the myriad of health insurance, you know, plans that face the rest of us, I just think there's no comparison to kind of care we could get for far, far less money in a single-payer plan that's administered, you know, in that horrible government way that some people seem to fear, and yet I don't see many people turning down their Medicare.
All right. Andrea, we appreciate the call. We are waiting to hook up with Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin about his vision for a single-payer health system. If you're just joining us, we are going to be talking to the governor of Vermont about his plans to move forward with a single-payer health plan. You can give us a call at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. We're talking about Vermont's plans to move toward a single-payer health care plan. What questions do you have for Governor Peter Shumlin? Let's take another call from Sam, who's calling from Boston. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for the call while we're waiting for Governor Shumlin to join us.
My question for him, I guess, when he comes on is I've noticed, I think that the healthcare system that everyone has to have it is a really good idea. I find it difficult to deal with the whole concept of raising the cost of healthcare while forcing you also to buy it at the same time. And I was wondering whether or not single payer would help curtail the cost statewide.
Well, that's
more than it is being curtailed in Massachusetts.
Sure, I think that's one of the questions we want to ask Governor Shumlin, and we understand Vermont Governor Shumlin is joining us now from the studios of Vermont Public Radio. Are you there, Governor?
Yes, great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks so much for coming in. We just heard a question. I want to sort of go back to the beginning with you, but just to answer that question from Sam from Boston, he's concerned about health care reform here in Massachusetts that requires people, as you know, to buy health care insurance. There's also great concern about the rising cost of health care in general. Would single-payer, in your view, take care of some of those problems?
Well, you know, Sam is actually addressing the very problem that we have to solve. And, you know, what everyone has gotten wrong on health care so far, and much more brilliant minds than me, from President Clinton to Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama to Howard Dean right here in Vermont, is that no one in health care reform has figured out how to contain costs.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal in Vermont is to contain cost. Our situation is a little different than some other states, and what I keep saying to the president and others is, you know, what will work for Vermont may well not work for Utah and other states, but here's our challenge. We have most Vermonters insured up to 300% of poverty through a program called Catamount. We were the first state in the country to insure all of our children through Dr. Dinosaur. So So our challenge is not so much access, although it's a bit of a problem, but not so much access as it is cost. And let me just give you the numbers just very briefly.
Sure.
We have 625,000 people in Vermont. We're a teeny state. We were spending $2.5 billion collectively on health care 10 years ago. Today, we're spending $5 billion, and my banking and insurance commission advises us that by 2016, we'll be spending another $1.6 billion at current rates of growth. So it's killing business, it's killing job creation, and it's killing working families.
Mm. So what would moving to a single-payer system do? How would that address that?
So this is what it'll do.
Yeah.
And let's not forget that single-payer is being used by General Motors, Oracle, Microsoft, most of the smart companies in America.
But wait a minute, let me stop you there. What do you mean by that? Because that, I think, might not make sense to folks out there.
Well, if you think about it, what they do is they pool their resources and have one single payer for all of their employees.
I see.
Now, this is the advantage for Vermont. If we want to do three things. The first is to treat healthcare as a right and not a privilege. The second is to have the first system in a country where health insurance follows the individual and is not a requirement of the employer, which we think is a huge jobs creator. And the third is to contain cost by moving to a system that spends money more wisely. Now, where are we going to get the money? That's the obvious question.
Right.
Here's the answer. The first is Dr. Shao from Harvard and his team has studied Vermont and said by moving to a single-payer system, we can save a lot of money. This is where we get it. The first is we save about $500 million, or 8 cents on every healthcare dollar, by simply figuring out how to adjudicate the bill, pay the bill, when you come out of your provider's office. In other words, we're spending 8 cents on the dollar chasing money around. Most other people are doing the same thing in America. No one else in the world does that. So we want to have a system where you have a Green Mountain healthcare card. You go to your provider's office. They do whatever they do to you. You come out. You go up to the counter. The single insurer says to the person behind the desk, hey, we're paying $900 for that bill. The individual is paying $100, and you pay it right there, check, cash, or credit card.
Mm-hmm.
That saves 8 cents on the buck. Next thing, we want to use that same card to be a tunnel, in a sense, or a wire to your healthcare records so that anyone can see that what the last provider did to you, so that we stop the duplication of services because of the inefficiency in that system. And third, and most importantly and most challenging, we want to be the first state that actually moves from a fee-for-service system to a payment based upon healthcare outcomes. In other words, reward our providers for keeping people healthy, not the current system where we reward them for the number of procedures that they might do to you.
Mm.
And that's where we're headed.
Now, Governor, your proposal, if I have it correctly, calls for an independent board that would be set up, and this board would be composed of various folks representing various parts of society. They would decide on reimbursement rates, decide what gets covered, what gets paid, and so forth. Is that correct?
Yes, but really what the board is going to do is design the cost containment system that no one has succeeded in designing.
Right. And this would be a board that would be appointed by you, by the governor, right?
Appointed by the governor. It's a 5-member board, a quasi-judicial board.
Yeah.
That would really be our health care.
Okay. Now, I really want to get to some callers because I've got some great questions, but I want to sort of throw this out for you. As you're well aware, your critics there, and I know that there's quite a bit of support for this in Vermont, I guess mainly the Republicans in the legislature and some other folks around the state, they're worried about all that power with one guy. I mean, that does give you or the next governor an enormous amount of power to making these huge decisions over health care.
You know, what I say to folks who say, you know, that I or some other entity is going to have too much power,
yeah.
I ask them this question. How do we sustain the current system?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if we do not give the power to someone in our non-system, we will not survive. And I'll tell you what it means for Vermont. And other states, Massachusetts and others, are going to face the same challenges. We're losing our rural health care providers because they can't exist with the reimbursement system that we have now. They get 40 cents. On the dollar from one customer comes through the door, 50 cents from another. You know, every once in a while, some customer comes through the door who gives them a dollar for a dollar's work. I mean, this is insane. Both the providers and the hospitals won't survive under the current system. Who else won't survive? Business, job creation. We can't sustain this. Our business people are looking at 20% increases on an annual basis. We're all in a race to the bottom for insurance, where we pay pay more and more for insurance coverage for less and less coverage. This is a national trend. So I say to folks who say, hey, one person or one board or I or whoever is going to have so much power, I say, hey, folks, our problem now is no one has the power.
Mm.
If we can get the power and actually take on the special interest, the pharmaceutical industry, the insurance companies, the waste, the lack of efficiency in the system, and the downright insanity of a system that rewards providers not for keeping you healthy, but in a system where they have to bill you as much as they can to stay in business because the system doesn't pay them for their work in a fair way, you know, this is not sustainable. So we better get the power to someone, and we better do it fast. And what I say in Vermont is, if we're the first state that gets this right, we will have a huge job-creating mechanism, because the businesses that I've watched throughout my lifetime in this state go over to New Hampshire, as an example, because they don't have an income tax, they don't have a sales tax. You know, if business people over there go, hey, wait a minute, Vermont just got health care off my back, I want to run my business there. If we're the first state that gets this right, cost containment, removing health insurance from an obligation to the employer, I say it's a huge jobs creator. We win, and the other 49 states lag behind.
Well, Governor, stay with us because we want to get to some callers. We're talking about Vermont's plans to move toward a single-payer health plan. We've got Governor Peter Shumlin on the line from, you're in Montpelier, right? Is that where I'm talking to you?
Yes.
From? So let's go to John, who's calling from Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Hi, John, you're on the air with Governor Peter Shumlin.
How are you? Actually, I'm a physician and a member of Physicians for National Health Program. We've long advocated a single payer for all the reasons that were given. It's actually a no-brainer. You don't have to do a study. It's worked in Canada, worked in France, worked in large, densely populated areas and more rural areas. It's worked everywhere. But, and I think the sentiment for single payer is very strong in Vermont, but this bill is, in fact, not a single-payer bill. I think the governor is being a little bit disingenuous. It is a bill to put in place Obamacare, and that will stay in place for several years, and then 4 to 6 years down the road, there is a vague promise to institute single-payer, and there is no funding mechanism for that.
All right. Well, John, let's let the governor respond to that because, I mean, I was going to get to this. Of course, Governor, you are talking about moving toward single payer in sort of two stages, which is, I think, is what John is making reference to there.
Well, you know, John has a reasonable point in the respect that we don't get there by next year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're using the exchange of Obamacare to get us to a single-payer system, and it won't go into effect until 2014 when the federal bill goes into effect. Now, to do that, we need to have the federal bill changed because currently it precludes single-payer systems until 2017, and President Obama has endorsed, along with Senator Leahy, Senator Sanders, and Congressman Welch from Vermont, and many others, a plan to move that date to 2014. But I think he's being a little unfair in suggesting that it's not a single-payer system. It absolutely is, and it's very much commits Vermont to a single-payer system. We're not making any qualms about that. The challenge is not the number of payers in Vermont, and maybe, you know, coming from Massachusetts as a physician, I can understand why you'd see it differently. In Vermont, we only have three payers. We have Blue Cross Blue Shield, we have Cigna, and we have MVP, which is, you know, struggling a bit. So frankly, we have 2 to 3 payers, let's put it that way. The number of payers going to a single-payer system in Vermont is only wiping out two insurance companies, frankly. So our challenge isn't so much how many payers. There's general consensus in Vermont that it makes all kinds of sense to have a single entity doing it. Our challenge is to actually design the system, which nobody has done, that does the three things I just outlined.
Mm-hmm.
Has the technology to rural health care providers and every health care provider, which sometimes right now don't have high-speed internet access, so we got to get that done. We're building the infrastructure. We're going to be the first state that's entirely wired by 2013, but you can't implement the changes I'm talking about without being wired. Second, you got to have the technology, the exchange that allows you to adjudicate the bill on the spot. It's not a difficult thing to do, but we've got to set it up. We're working hard on it. Third, moving to a system where medical records are confidential, but also have access through that Green Mountain card so that we stop the waste and abuse. And most importantly, being the first state that actually reimburses providers based upon outcomes-based medicine. This has been talked about hypothetically among the medical community. No one's done it. So we're charting new territory here. And we can't just sure. It's going to take us some time. So we're absolutely committed to single payer. I think that John's charge there is unfair, to be honest. But, you know, let's go to the point. John's a physician who gets this. He gets it because he knows he can't survive in this current system.
Sure.
I had a conversation with a provider.
Governor, before, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I really want to get to it. We've got so many calls lined up here,
and
you know, it's rare that we have you here. So let's go to Yanish, who's from West Roxbury and giving us a call. Hi, Yanish.
Hey, hi, how are you there, sir? Sorry, I just put my two kids into the bedroom. I have a couple of questions or points, I should say. First of all, I wish we would refrain from calling it government overreach, because, in fact, government is trying to provide health care for all, so I don't think this is overreaching. Number two, why doesn't the governor, and hi from us, former Vermonters, Governor Finlay, why doesn't he look at the Canadian or other European models to see how this can be funded? And three, how or why not consider get rid of the middleman? Because I, as a patient, when I go to see my doctor, I don't see Cigna or, you know, Blue Cross. I see the doctor. I mean, there is a big entity in the middle who is profiting huge.
Sure. Well, I think, Yanish, I think, I mean, let's let Governor Shumlin respond to that. But, Governor, I mean, the whole, one of the sort of principles behind a single-payer system is you would eliminate the middleman, correct?
Absolutely. We want physicians to be able to practice medicine again and not chase money around, not have insurance companies second-guessing their good judgment. We have extraordinarily good quality care providers in Vermont, and we don't need insurance companies telling them how to make people healthy. So that's absolutely part of our plan. In terms of looking at other models in other countries, we are. Frankly, that's what we're doing. We are moving in the direction of almost every other, frankly, every single industrialized country in the world of moving to a single-payer entity, which works for everybody and therefore will work for Vermont.
You know, Governor, you mentioned William Shao. This is the man who, I guess, consulted with the Vermont legislature. He's a Harvard healthcare economist who you guys hired to come up with this idea, and he's designed what the healthcare system in Taiwan and worked with a bunch of other countries.
That's correct.
Right.
He's really a preeminent authority on how to make single-payer systems work all over the world. When I called him as Senate President, I wasn't governor at that time, and tried to get him to come up and do this work for us, he said, you know, I got to tell you, Peter, I've given up on America.
Oh, boy.
And, we had a long conversation, and I said, you know, Dr. Shao, I really believe that we can do things in Vermont that other places can't do. Now, the obvious question is, why can we do this in Vermont? Why am I so optimistic? And the answer is, we have a citizen legislature here, and our legislators get elected by knocking on doors and talking to their neighbors and friends, not by raising big money from special interests. The failure of healthcare reform in other states and, frankly, on a federal level has been that the folks who are making all the money off of the system spend extraordinary money to keep the current system.
Governor, let me ask you, though, this. What about the people, and I assume there are many in Vermont, who like their health care plans just the way they are? Would they be required to change, and are you going to have some folks sort of kicking and screaming, you know, even if there's a majority of folks in the legislature who are in favor of this?
We have to have everyone in the same pool. There's no doubt about that. But the interesting thing is that while all Vermonters tend to really like their health care providers, and we do too, you won't find too many Vermonters who are happy with their insurance system, because we've been facing 15, 20, 30% increases on an annual basis. And as I mentioned, everyone's paying more and more money for less and less coverage. This is a national trend. We're moving to catastrophic insurance care. And you can't find too many Vermonters that'll come up to you and say, hey, I love my insurance plan, and boy, they've really figured out how to contain costs. So why would you change?
Let's go to a call from Framingham. Jeff is calling from Framingham. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there, and hello, Governor. And
hi,
good to hear the work that you're doing up there. We want to do the same thing here in Massachusetts. And my understanding is that by eliminating the paperwork, the profit that insurance companies make, will that put more money back so that, in a sense, it's being paid for already?
Absolutely. We're talking about spending less money in Vermont on health care, not more money. And, you know, we are
that's
the only...
right. That's what I'm asking about, and that is by having a single-payer system.
Absolutely, and that's what everyone else in the world has figured out except for America. Now, as I mentioned, the obvious question is why, and the answer is because the special interests are making a ton of money off of our sicknesses and illnesses. So, you know, we just want to be the state in the country that gets this right. I think Massachusetts has a really bright prospect of being able to do the same thing. I was with your governor, Patrick Duvall, who's extraordinarily smart and capable and interested. And, you know, I think if Vermont gets this right, we'll see other states follow us. And so we understand the, both the responsibility and the challenge up here.
I think we have time for one more call. Let's get Peter in from Cambridge. Peter, we have just a few seconds left, but please, what's your question for Governor Shumlin?
Hello, Governor. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a physician in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm curious if your plan addresses tort reform as relates to medical lawsuits in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, it does. Tort reform is part of the solution, and we recognize that obviously we want folks who are truly damaged because of negligence to get some reimbursement for that. At the same time, we want to put an end to the system where you practice medicine defensively because you fear suits, and that's what we're trying to get right.
Well, Governor Shumlin, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to Radio Boston about what you're trying to do up there in Vermont. It's been a pleasure having you.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and we appreciate having such a great neighbor in Massachusetts.
Well, we'll be watching your experiment closely, and I hope you'll come back and talk to us about it as time goes on.
Be happy to.
That's Democrat Governor Peter Shumlin of the state of Vermont.
Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Yeah, from Toronto 65, the Mandala. And right now from a Wolf of Goof on WBCN 68, the Flamingos.
What a voice. Before he was lead singer with the Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolf was a DJ at WBCN here in Boston. But in today's age of iTunes singles and personal playlists, the rocker is something of a lone wolf in his belief in the beauty of a well-crafted album. Peter Wolf joins us tomorrow.
And before we go today, a quick correction on a small item we reported earlier this week.
That's right. On Tuesday, we talked about a survey conducted by the Gallup polling company called the Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index, which asked people in all 50 states to rate their quality of life according to several measures.
These included emotional and physical health, work environment, overall satisfaction with your local community, and access to things like decent health care, a safe neighborhood, and exercise.
And we reported that the folks of Hawaii gave their state the highest rating.
And we were right about that, but we also reported that Michigan earned the lowest well-being rating.
But we were wrong about that, Anthony.
Well, it's true. I misread the study. Michigan was actually 10th from the bottom. The state with the lowest well-being rating was actually West Virginia.
So our apologies to the great state of Michigan.
And our sympathies to the good people of West Virginia. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.